Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey, what's up? I got another edition of the Lost Zane Recordings free view for you right now. This is perfect. You know, I have the full show on my Patreon for you. I upload two of them a week. It adds to your listening enjoyment during the week. It's an audio time capsule. In this period of time, it was myself, Julius. He had not yet flown the coop. Ben joined the show in December of the year that we're in, 2016, that we're reviewing. So it was at one point, it was Eric, Ben, and Julius. At this point, it's Eric, Julius, and Doan. Doan had not yet flipped out and split. But anyway, here you go. This adds to your listening enjoyment on the Patreon. I'm giving you a free view now. If you like it, well, hey, go ahead and sign up. $5 a month is all it takes. It supports the show. I give you upwards of 15 hours of content every single week on the Patreon. So, you know, if you listen to my free podcast and you're like, oh, hell, man, there's plenty of time left to listen and I don't have anything to listen to, you know, check out the Patreon. Throw $5 at me for just the month and put me on double secret probation, you know, with the contingency that if it sucks, you cancel it. And then you are out $5. I am going to spend your $5 on dog food. I will not give that back to you. But if you like it, add that to your listening repertoire, to your palate, to your menu, okay? And then it's just $5 every month, or you can convert it to a yearly, and I'll take 10% off the price. How about that? Rewarding your long-term commitment, you know? There you go. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. On with the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
It's the 103rd edition of the Eric Zane Show. Welcome in. From the world-famous MapesDebt.com, Bankruptcy Studios, bankrupt financially, morally, ethically, physically. Well, not so much physically these days with Julius. He's not morally, he's not physically bankrupt. Intellectually.
Speaking of intellectually bankrupt.
Tyler walked. Hey, Tyler. You're not, Tyler, don't listen to a word he says. Hygienically, as we get ready to bring Tyler in here, he's completing some last-minute duties for us, so he's not able to defend himself. But have you noticed, Julius, the long hair on our ginger friend? It's turning glorious. Before long, he'll have some flowing ginger locks. Can you imagine if Doan let it grow out? I mean, like, for like 5 years, and we braided it in crazy, like, long pigtails.
Do they have, like, ginger
dreads?
Dreads, yeah. Is that a thing that people do?
It has to have been at some point. Someone has to have done ginger dreads.
It's not a bad look.
No?
No.
For the right person?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if Doan could pull it off. But he's okay. He's got the hair is getting thick and bushy, and then the burns are growing out too. And then his facial hair. It's like a complete Tyler Dirty Bet makeover is what's going on. I can see it right now as we welcome him in. Tyler, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good to have you here. Julius, sorry. Hello to you.
Hello.
The last 24 hours has been much like the previous before with soupy, ridiculous weather conditions. Just absurdly moist. Muskegon gets hammered again with rain.
Oh, did they?
No. I mean, just another cluster came pouring in last night. Pretty much, it didn't really get us too bad further south in the Kent and Ottawa areas. And northern Ottawa County, yeah, sure, you got nailed. There was like flood warnings all over the place. People were driving through just gigantic pools of water. Tremendous amount of rainfall.
And it's not going to be much better today.
No, man. I'm telling you, all the way through Saturday, a threat of thunderstorms. Today, a threat of thunderstorms again and a high of 82. It's 74 right now with a soupy 91% humidity.
It's going to go all the way up to 93% humidity later.
Oh, man. But I was, I had mentioned to you that with my daughter being a cheerleader, we had a football game to go to watch the eighth grade, the middle school football game at my daughter's school yesterday. And so, you know, you walk in and it was so damn humid. Oh, I was like, come on, man. Thank God for a running clock in this game. It took about an hour. So not too bad, you know. Mm-hmm. They play at a pretty fast pace. But the clock did have to stop for one point. And boy, it's funny because I could see this one developing before my very eyes. For my daughter's school, there's always one kid who outgrows everybody. Now, in seventh, eighth grade, those young men are just starting to hit their growth peak.
You right, know, yeah.
It seems like all the cheerleaders are bigger than 90% of the team.
I mean, more of a fun game.
Because the girls
knock some people out.
The girls, they grow faster than the boys. Yeah. They grow earlier than the boys. So most of the dudes on the teams are
5'2",
5'3". They're just starting to get into their growth spurt.
You can't really tell the difference between a 7th grade football player and like a 4th grade football player.
Not at all. I mean, there were some little buddies out there. But the thing is, there's always one who stands out, who hit it a little early,
And he hit it hard.
6th grade growth spurt. So there's a kid from my daughter's team, and I saw this guy go, oh, boy, this guy's going to be a wrecking ball out there. I can just sense it. So in the first half, you see this kid catch a pitch, and he just hauls around the corner. And, you know, he's got people flying off of him, and he just barrels into the end zone, touchdowns. Like, oh, boy, this is the one kid who I can see it coming. So then it turned out to be the final score, but not the final moment for this kid, because in the second half, same play, he gets a pitch, and he starts running around the end. And some very brave young man from the other team, because I wouldn't have done this. If I would have seen this
you wouldn't do that now.
No. If I would have seen this, you know, 6 foot one and a half load, I'm guessing he was probably, I don't know, 180 for that age?
Damn.
175?
That's pretty big for, like, what is this, eighth grade?
Yeah. And he's about three steps after he gets the ball, and he's turning the corner. He's at full speed. And I see some cornerback honing in. He's going to try to stop him. I'm going, oh, no, don't do it, kid. Don't do it.
Just trip him. And stick your foot out.
His kid goes for it. And it was his attempt was textbook. Mm-hmm. It looked like he knew what he was doing. He didn't put himself in harm's way in terms of recklessly diving head first or anything like that.
Tried to stop him with his body.
Oh. And this running back, and you heard the sound of pads and bone and helmet just, and the kid ran right through him.
Was there like an audible groan through the yes. crowd? Like, oh,
yep. You know it's bad when after the impact it's like, oh, oh.
I wonder if anyone got that on video. I'd be kind of interested.
Oh, and I right away I was like, oh no, man. And then the play ends, and this little fella is moving on the ground, but and nothing is sideways or nothing looks like a Olympic gymnast going broken bones or anything like that.
No alligator arms?
No, but he's rolling on the ground. I go, okay, you're moving.
You're not dead.
You probably don't know where you are, or maybe is it? Have you ever had the wind knocked out of you?
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's one of the most unpleasant things that a person outside of death, and I don't know what that's like, but I can only imagine.
I imagine death is easier. Depending how you
it's
natural death.
And I don't know if this was the case. It was either his head hurt really bad because he got his bell rung, or he's got the wind knocked out of him.
He has a big bruise all over his body.
But oh man! And right away, both teams take a knee, No music on the field. The cheerleaders take a knee.
So did the running back keep running, or was he stopped?
Yeah,
there?
He went for about 10 more yards, and they finally got him down.
Oh, okay.
Because our team didn't score anymore. But so coaches from my daughter's team are closest to him, and they're right out on the sidelines. And then the coach from the opposition shows up, and then trainers come out.
They brought the priest out just in case the last rites need to be read.
But you knew he was going to be okay because he was moving. But, man, this kid was tough. I would not have done that. I would have been like, forget it. There is no way that I'm committing to that. And he laid down there for about a minute and a half. And then he was up on his knees and then up and out. Helped him off. Everybody clapped. And that was the end of that. Thank goodness he was okay. But just seeing that kid go around the end, I was like, oh, man, no way. So here we go.
What school were they playing?
Fruitport.
So the big kid was from Fruitport?
No.
Oh, no, he was on your guys' team.
Yes, Jennison. And I don't know if this kid has a future. But I know that it was, man, after he did it, I was like, yeah! And then it was like, oh, kid's hurt. No more celebrating. Go back to the bench.
It wasn't like when your wife face planted on the floor at Rebounders?
Nothing was that bad.
No one laughed as hard?
Nothing was that bad. You know, I think she talked about that. She thinks she was concussed. She had a headache the whole next day from that moment.
Doesn't necessarily mean concussion.
No, but she said she saw stars and was dazed. She may have been.
She may have been.
I mean, she landed with her face when she did that. Epic moment at the Zane games. Tyler Doan, you ever see anything like that when you're playing football back at for the Eagles?
It was not when I was playing. My brother, one of the kids on his team, kid caught a pass and the DB from Hudsonville just ran him over.
The DB?
All you saw was the kid's feet up in the air.
Yeah, yeah. I frequently see the team practice. I train over on the track over there. And there was a time when I was training over at Jennison, and some kids were playing football, and they weren't affiliated. Actually, it was a kid who used to play for the football team. And they were just like playing pickup football.
Mm-hmm.
And this was crazy.
Pickup like with pads
No, I'm just like throwing a football around on the football field after hours.
So it wasn't supposed to be too competitive?
No. There was like three or four kids, and then I was running on the back stretch straightaway, and they were at this point taking a breather on the actual benches, which were still out.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the kids is sitting, this is years ago, a kid's sitting there and he's holding a football. And they decided to screw with me. So I'm running, and I'm behind them.
Check out that loser running.
That's exactly what they did. And this kid has a football. Now, check this out. I get to a point when I'm directly behind him. I'm about as far away from him as I am to you.
Mm-hmm.
2 yards. And I'm right behind him, and he takes the football and throws it behind him. And it hits me. The kid threw the football at me. So I got pissed.
You're going to fight a bunch of football players?
And I yelled at him. And they yelled at me and said, oh, yeah, it was an accident, old man, shut up. And literally, they were ready to beat my ass. I was like, oh, God. This escalated because then I went on the air all butthurt about it the next day. That night, they shaving creamed my house.
How'd they find out where you live?
Everybody knew where I lived.
Oh.
And they took shaving cream and sprayed on my garage door. Got ya with a smiley face, and I knew they were doing it.
Uh-huh.
And they threw fireworks out the car.
Should pull out your gun.
Well, I didn't have one at the time. Well, I knew this was happening. I suspected it was going to happen. I forgot how I thought it was going to happen, but I was almost ready for him. And I threw open the front door and started chasing the car. This actually happened.
Your kids are like, oh, my God, Dad.
This is in the evening. It was actually dark when it happened. And the thing is, when you the shaving cream, it left a permanent gotcha on my garage after you washed it off.
Oh, really?
I had to paint the whole garage.
Yeah, did you ever find out who they were? I would have gone after them.
I remember there was a different football coach at the time. I mentioned it to him, and he knew who it was.
Should have sued them.
But I don't know.
Make them really pay. Hey, kid.
I decided to not ask.
Make their parents regret having kids. Make them realize that kids are stupid. Like, yo, you're going to cost us thousands of dollars.
That kid's probably like 30 now. Still waiting to hear back from him with an apology. I don't think it's going to happen. Tyler, we got something special for you, man. Check this out. This is a special concert appearance based on something we talked about just the other day, 24 hours ago.
Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? It's so freaking good. Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? If you haven't, then I think you should. I was sitting in the kitchen one day, and I was itching to fill up my belly with the piping hot jelly of the best damn treat in the world.
He's talking Pop-Tarts!
And I saw a stick of butter, and it almost made me shudder and scream like a baby girl. I don't want a giant penis or a rocket trip to Venus. I don't want to win the lottery. I just want to squat and gobble till I'm dizzy and I wobble in a Butterfruit and Joe's hot dream. So I put butter on a Pop-Tart. It was so freaking good. Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? If you haven't, then I think you should.
Everybody, come along with us.
Have you ever put butter on a
Pop-Tart?
It's so freaking good.
Yeah.
Have you ever put butter on a
Pop-Tart?
If you haven't, then I think you should.
Pop-Tart!
With butter!
Okay, a couple things there. Seth MacFarlane is amazing. That was hilarious. Now, Doan's dad, Jim Doan, is the one who started this. Tyler looked at dad and said, "You're crazy. We ran this up the flagpole of one Bill Simonson." His quote, "It's wrong." Like, it's as wrong as Colin Kaepernick not standing for the anthem. And then we've had listeners weigh in, and then someone posted on Facebook.
I saw that.
He says he tried it, and he's happy. All right.
So this is actually a thing.
I'm going to try this. This has to happen. And you know what else I'm going to try? I'm going to try the thought of frying the Pop-Tart.
This has to be better. I mean, it's got to be better that way, right? If you're frying it. It's more unhealthy.
Now, are you talking about, would you put a little bit of vegetable oil, or would you just use butter in the pan, or what are your thoughts?
How do you make grilled cheese?
Well, I put butter on the bread, maybe spray the pan with a little of that nonstick stuff.
Then do that.
Yeah.
Do that way?
Yeah. Put butter on it and fry it.
Basically, it's going to be a grilled cheese, except it's grilled Pop-Tart.
Now, what about two Pop-Tarts with cheese?
That's disgusting.
How do you know? Do that.
What kind of cheese are you using?
I don't know. Do you think it makes that big of it? I mean, if you use processed American cheese, like on a grilled cheese?
Well, if you use like a sweeter cheese, it would work.
What would an example of sweet cheese be?
That's sweet cheese, sweeter cheese.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. What would be an example of a sweeter cheese?
Well, doesn't feta kind of go well with sweet foods?
I don't know. You're the culinary genius here. You're always like experimenting in the kitchen.
I'm experimenting, yeah.
Just like Jeremy from
Saranac. Just like Jeremy, yeah. Gouda, maybe? Is that more of a sweet cheese?
You're asking, or you do?
I'm asking you. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm gonna go with the processed Kraft American cheese. Okay, I'm gonna try that.
Sounds so bad.
So three things you got to try. Butter on a Pop-Tart, frying a Pop-Tart, two Pop-Tarts in grilled cheese fashion.
Havarti, they're saying, is on the sweeter side. Maybe not sweet, but it's not salty.
See, I like this. See, the salt might work, man, because when you combine the sweet with the salt, how many times that's always worked out? So, this weekend, this might be
that's
something
not gonna
that
work.
Why not? Well, you can't just try it.
Maybe cream cheese.
Maybe.
Because that kind of goes along. It would almost be like a cheesecake.
Absolutely. I'm not.
Especially with raspberry stuffing, yes, or whatever filling inside. Stuffing. Raspberry filling in the Pop-Tart.
It might.
Or strawberry
Julius,
filling.
It might. I think we need to stop poo-pooing this and at least consider it. Consider an attempt.
Do cream cheese. I think you'd really like the cream cheese one. Like, I've actually tried this.
Okay, I do want to go over some of the things we were going to talk about today. Starting with the latest and work our way backwards. How does that sound? Jeffrey Willis, there's an update on him. I need you to pull that from Fox 17. They did a story about him. Of course, Dear Meathead is on the horizon for tomorrow. Your emails brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Send your advice, or questions looking for advice from Dad, my dad. He'll be joining us tomorrow on the show. Victory Day happens at South Christian this weekend, Saturday at 3 p.m. Coach Taminga will be in here in the back half of the 8 o'clock hour. If you haven't heard of Victory Day, man, wait, because this event is so excellent. It is just an uplifting, emotional, tremendously fun event for everyone involved. Whether in the South Christian program or not, have nothing to do with South Christian's program. This is a terrific community event called Victory Day, the fifth annual one, and wait until you hear about this thing. There is an important Michigan Senate bill that just passed we need to talk about. Teaching your kids empathy, three quick ways to do that. Julius, take note.
Okay.
10 minutes with Huge, of course, in the 7 o'clock hour. The NFL opens tonight. We have to talk about some things going on, including Carson Palmer on Tom Brady, what Colin Kaepernick is doing with all the money being generated from jerseys, and the attire of one Carrie Underwood on the opening theme of what I guess is Sunday Night Football happening on Thursday night. Soccer player Megan Rapinoe is so pissed off because her Seattle team was taking on the Washington Spirit in a soccer game. And Washington Spirit, they were ready for her. She is the one who took a knee, in a nod to Colin Kaepernick for the anthem. Well, the Washington Spirit doubled down, and they outsmarted her. And she's pissed. And later this hour, we just mentioned the butter on a Pop-Tart. There is another hot new breakfast trend that we have to talk about. And also the disappointment from Julius and myself over a story that has proven to be false because we have been very excited for the past 20 hours about talking about it. It's a fake story.
Yeah.
And we're very disgusted.
I'm very disappointed because it was. I probably should have figured when I didn't see it on, I don't know.
Well, we were suspecting it, but we didn't want to believe it. We wanted it to be true so badly that we were blinded, but
alas,
it's not true.
It's funny, though. It'll make you laugh.
Absolutely. And up next, a list of the most unfortunate band names that I've ever band named. There's actually about 20 of them. We can only read 5 of them because the rest of them are just nasty. We'll go over those coming up next. We are in the Mapestead.com bankruptcy studios. Phone calls into our show at any time at 800-785-1073. I brought to you by our friends at Allen Bob's. And if anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you like it, sign up on my Patreon for all of my content. The Patreon bonus, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, The Insane Asylum, my 2-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100, and of course, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That's it. See ya.